This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the big game hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome. You know, if you think your emotions have nothing to do with your success as a job hunter, you're barking up the wrong tree. Job hunting, as it's been said many times, is a marathon and not a sprint. And if you allow your emotions to get in the way of your search, it's going to be even harder for you than it needs to be. So I did a show about this. That's what today's episode is about, and I hope you find it helpful. And if you do, please give it 5 stars in iTunes. It does help. And I'd love to read your comment on the show. So with that, let's get rolling, huh? It's about the emotional side of job hunting and how touchy you may be, how frustrated you may be, and not even be conscious of it. You know, job hunting for many of you is harder than it needs to be. But let's work with the premise that, you know, you're in the middle of the slog and you're trying your best, and all that's happening is you're hitting your head against a bunch of brick walls, or nothing is happening for you fast enough. Your impatience is, you know, working its way under your skin. These are both pretty common reactions to the process of job hunting. Your anxiety gets higher. You feel tense. You may numb out. When all is said and done, you may find yourself testy. And the people that you love, care for, your family, a lot of individuals around you may start walking on eggshells because they're afraid to set you off. You know, there are way too many episodes of people who've been out of work too long who kill their families and then kill themselves. I'm certainly not suggesting that you're in that boat, but it's indicative of the emotional side of job search, how much we have our identity wrapped up in our work, and when it's taken away from us, or even if you're working and you're trying to find something else, how frustrating the process can be when it just doesn't go your way. Now, number one, be aware that there's sometimes people are going to make suggestions to you. They're going to encourage you to do things because they're seeing things in your behavior or seeing things in what you're doing where they think they can help you. Now, I don't want you to push them away. If anything, I want you to be inclusive with them. Even if you think they're wrong, I want you to say, tell me more about that. And listen and respond by saying, you've given me a lot to think about, and I don't want to respond right now because my instincts, you know, what I'm hearing from you is my instincts may be not working properly. So trust me, I am going to think about this and circle back to you. Don't push anyone away. You never want to be pushing people away under any circumstance. And particularly in a job search situation, you want to have as many allies around you as possible to support you emotionally as part of your search. If the advice that you get is bad, I still want you to thank people for coming to you. It may be better than you think it is, but you know, for now, let's assume it's bad advice, and you want to thank them. And people may say, you know, you're angry all the time. You know, you're snapping at people. Well, you don't want to be snapping at people. You don't want to feel angry all the time. And you certainly don't want to respond by going, what do you mean by that? I'm not angry all the time. You know, it's a joke here. But when all is said and done, what you want to be doing is taking in things from people, keeping them in your sphere of influence, inviting them in, encouraging them to support you. Most job hunters don't fully appreciate the emotional side of job hunting. They think that as soon as they start looking for work, the heavens are going to open up, they're going to instantly be successful, and unfortunately it doesn't work that way. You need support throughout your process. Now, I can help you with the concrete things, and I can also help you on the emotional side, because many of you don't know that I'm trained as a therapist, not just simply as a coach. So I can help you in either way. I just encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have a lot of great information there that's going to help you find work. It's also a way that you can reach out to me for coaching and personal conversations so that I can help take the edge off of you, help get you focused, and help you be successful. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help that many more. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.